Thank you for calling customer service, Bernadette speaking. How may I help you?
Well, good evening, Bernadette. I have a question for you about my order.
Okay. What's your zip code first, sir?
It's 04419.
What's your name, sir?
Randy Dempsey.
Zero 4419 is the zip code.
Yep, correct.
And the name again is
Randy.
I'm not finding an account for. Hold on.
They did find it the other day. I have a order number too, if that will help you.
Let's see here. Right here. Look, do you have the last four digits of the card that was used?
No.
All right, let's put in your name, man. The first name is
Randy, R-A-N-D-Y.
And the last name is
D-E-M-P-S-E-Y.
Dempsey?
Correct.
Okay, let's see if I can locate it there. D-E-M-P-S-Y.
No. D-E-M-P-S-E-Y.
S-E-Y. No, not on the Randy Dempsey. Oh, wait a minute. Let me try something else here. That goes away right there. So now... Nope. You've actually made, you said you have an order number where you actually made the transaction?
Exactly. I paid for this, and I haven't got a, I got a confirmation in the email.
Okay. Let me see if
but
I can
I haven't
find
got a email saying it's shipped or anything like that, or a tracking number or anything.
And how long ago that's been since you placed that order, sir?
On 3/16.
The date 3/16 or time 3/16 today?
No, 3/16 is the date. That's what I was told the second day,
mm-hmm.
was that maybe it was too early to check on it. I'm not buying it. I want to know that I have a product being shipped. My card has been billed.
Yes, sir, and I'm not finding it under Randy Dempsey, nor
well,
your...
one of the other ladies found it.
Okay.
Why isn't an order number working for you folks?
That's
why
just...
do we want credit card numbers and zip? I don't get it. I've got an order number, confirmation number. That's not tied into your system somehow?
Under different tiers and layers, depending on whether it's a decline order, whether it's an order that's same day void. So it's a lot of variables that goes into play with that. I know it sounds like a simple fix for you, but when you got different types of cards, different types of things going on, and different states, because we're a 24-hour call center, and the reason we are 20.
I bought something online and my card was charged. And now this company can't figure out what it was and when it's coming.
Because I'm the call center, sir, that handles the transaction. And
you need
once
to connect
I locate
me with someone who can handle it, then.
you're so right. So once I can find out some information to give them to follow through, if you said it was found before, I should be able to find it as well. I'm doing
Yes.
the same system. And I could see when I pull it up, I will be able to see that you called earlier, which I usually notate that to you. Let me spell your name again, sir. RANDYDEMPSEY. Is that correct?
That's correct. My
okay.
zip code is 04419.
Okay, let me try that again. I'm sorry, repeat that again. 04419. Yes.
Yeah. It's
and I got several people under the zip. I'm just trying to locate you, which is Randy. Let me look another layer. Is Randy RANDY?
Yeah.
I'm wanting to help. I just need to be able to locate this account. Let's use, gave me the last four. You gave me your name. You gave me your social. I don't know what to say. I can't say anything about the account unless I'm able to pull it up. And
let's connect me to somebody that can.
Hold on. The only thing about me connecting, I have to have information to connect. That's the only thing about that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I have to have. It's no problem with sending it over to someone else, but I have to have an account.
What do you recommend I do right now? What would you do?
I would have your bank to call here, since it's dealing with your bank. I mean, it's not a one size fits all. But you know, if you got a charge with your bank, just have your bank. We talk to banks all the time. Just have them call here when you talk to them.
What are they gonna do? You can't find my account.
Maybe I can't today. I don't know what happened to your account, Mr. Randy. I've exhausted all of my. I can understand your frustration, sir.
What a wonderful company. Reach out to me and beg me to buy something from their website.
And if it was coming from here, I would have that, but it doesn't. I'm just a call center, sir. I just handle the transactions. Have nothing to do with the product. Have nothing to do with ordering. Don't use any of your account information. Don't have any of that. I just receive it after the order have been placed. And you're correct. I'm still searching right now. Do not know why that doesn't come up. But I know you're very frustrated right now. But I am here that handles the account when they come up. All I need to do right now is be able to find your account, which is just as frustrating to me as it is you. And I have options. I have a transaction ID, the order ID, and I'll use that. You say you have one?
Yes, I do.
What is it?
89.
Huh?
Nine. Please don't speak when I'm saying this. 89909038.
No, sir, that didn't come up for anything I have.
Isn't that great? They build my account right quick.
Well, I didn't hear, so you realize it didn't come from here.
No, the company did. The company did, and now they've got you guys answering the phones, and you can't do anything for the customer.
Hold on. Let me see if they got a contact number that you can contact them. Let's see. And what was your product? It was a dash cam.
How do you know? What do you mean?
Because we have products. We handle the products. I don't have.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have the products. The customer website for Dash Cam, I don't know. What at this
out
point,
everything
because
everything on your everything on that website, it's got to be the Dash Cam, right?
Well, it's probably I probably so I don't do. Let me ask you this. What are you getting to? Because we've been combative at this the whole time, and now I've lost sight of what we're even looking for. You're needing to do what?
I want to know that I got a product coming because my account's been billed.
Okay. So what still goes back to I have to find your account to see that.
You forgot what we were doing, right?
No, I didn't forget what we were doing. It's just that you're interrogating me here. I was just trying to make sure we was on the right track.
I'm more than frustrated with this.
You should be. Let's see here.
This is a scam. This is bullshit.
No, sir, it's not a scam. We got hundreds of customers. I'm trying to. I'm gonna put you on hold for a minute because I'm trying to navigate this. But I'm listening to you in the background with every comment. So just hold on a minute. Let me do some research because I'm trying to be mindful of you speaking. But let me just see what I can do. I'm going to put you on mute for a minute.
Yeah.
Sir, I have a phone number 207. Is that your number 949, or do you have a different number?
No, that's it.
And how long ago did you place this order to? You said someone found it earlier, but it does tell me there's a delay in the processing. How long ago has it been today?
On the date 3/16, I placed the order.
So it's been a few days. So let's start from scratch. Sir, I'm going to transfer. Well, see, I already know I can't transfer because they're only going to pick it up if I have an account. And I don't have an account. And then what I want to ask you to do is have your bank to call here. And we go from there. It could escalate to a different department if the bank is on the phone.
You know, I called earlier and waited on hold forever. And then I let them call me back on this number. And nobody called me back.
So.
Yeah. Now you're gone, right?
No, sir. So it's not unusual for me to have to get off the phone for you say you waited forever. I want to service you, and my normal protocol is ask for a zip code. I asked for that, didn't show up. I asked for a name, did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
I used a phone number that dialed in, did not show up.
Mm-hmm.
Getting you to provide me with a different address. Maybe somebody else in the household did it. Maybe another name.
No.
So what I have to pull your account up with.
Doesn't work.
Wait, right. Let me try one other thing. Hold on.
No, you have a great night.
Hold on.
I'm so done.
Let me try this one other thing, sir. Now I'm confused. Where is that? It was
I'm
zero.
I'm giving you a credit card number.
I don't want a credit card number, sir. What's the zip code again? I'm in a different page now.
04419.
Waiting on the system pull up. And no, don't see.
Yeah, thank
two
you.
Names.
Thank you. All right, have a nice night. I appreciate
thank
you.
Mm-hmm.